This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Finish up with these calls that are holding patiently, and then we have a special guest joining us. I'm like a guy that goes through a buffet and overloads his plate too much. My eyes get too big for my stomach. It is just insane what's happening in the world today. The admissions of vaccines causing brain damage in the Washington Post. North Korea, more mayors getting busted for raping children reportedly, or stepping down. Swedish police legalized rape, saying the Muslims can rape people. That's mainstream news right here. It's total insanity. Hillary admits she loves voodoo. Top Democrats say they do black magic rituals and kill people. You can't make this up. Gatekeeper of D.C. society, Sally Quinn, comes out as a cultist. Use hex to kill people. It's insane. But right now, Nick in North Carolina, thanks for holding. You wanted to get into the occult. What do you think about all this occult stuff? Because I didn't used to believe in the occult and things. But the point is, I didn't believe like in the movies that rich people were into it. But they were telling us what's going on. What do you think's happening?
I think, for one, they're out of their mind. And I've only had one experience with this. I was a young man. I just joined the Army, and I accidentally walked in on a fellow soldier who was conducting these type of rituals, and I immediately walked out because I grew up as a Catholic, and I saw it. I knew it was weird, and you know, knowing what I know now, knowing that these people that are in power, that are into this type of thing, that are essentially governing the world or the country, whatever you want to call it, that they're into these type of things is frightening. Because it is the complete opposite of what it means to be a Christian. So they have to be exposed. I mean, the only way to do it is to do what you're doing and what we're doing right now, straight up.
What do you make of Nancy Pelosi suddenly not even being able to talk in public, looking like she's completely out of her mind?
Well, like you were stating earlier, my grandmother, or my great-grandmother, rather, she passed away, I don't know, 6-7 years ago. She suffered from dementia. And I saw that clip, and I felt the same feelings that you stated, that you said that you felt from your family. I saw it, and I was like, that's weird. That is bizarre. You know, something's wrong with this woman. I mean, she should
not be in the place
she's at.
Absolutely. It shows how disconnected they are. Let's talk to Woody in Washington, then Justin, Steve, and Jason. Go ahead, Woody.
Hi, Alex. How you doing today?
Good, brother.
Yeah, you know, I think there needs to be an investigation into the Satanic Church in America. I mean, you know, they're supporting abortion, uniting with Planned Parenthood. There's an article in Breitbart today about their, you know, in Missouri with lawsuits. Who's funding these people? You know, they're hiding behind the First Amendment. And we don't know what their real agenda is. I think there should be an investigation into the Satanic Church in America.
Well, their agenda is power, and they want power over children, and it's a fact. And the Satanists always say, oh, we're not really into God. We just want personal power and sex. We don't want to hurt kids. No. It's always about kids. It's always about kidnapping kids. It's always about aborting babies. How many top abortionists have come out later and admitted, I'm a devil worshiper, this is a ritual?
Well, it's getting into the realm now where the power. I mean, I actually know people that claim that they have spouses that are into this, that they're devout devil worshipers. So this is getting really. And then you had Fox putting on that television show Lucifer, glorifying the devil and making him seem cool and sexy. There's some really, really evil intent here behind the scenes.
That's right. Evil is coming out of the closet. Thank you so much, Woody. Jason, Stephen, and Justin, then our next guest.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions had an echo in so much space. And when you're out there without care, yeah, I was out of.
We'll have open phones for this hour. After I get to these three callers that have been holding a while, we're going to open the phones up for Stan Deo on Earth Changes, the aftermath of the hurricane, the other Hurricane Jose, and more. But I saw this video at about 6:30 this morning when I got up. It was here in my stack of articles. I didn't even think about it until Mike Cernovich mentioned it, and it hit me like a ton of bricks. It shows a bunch of Kaepernick whiny baby type people implying that blacks are getting lynched everywhere and being persecuted and murdered en masse by white people, which statistics show for every white person that attacks a black person, 10 white people are attacked. That's just FBI numbers. And I'm not a racist person. I feel sad about this. It's a minority of racist black folks that are doing this. They believe it's their right to do it, just like the head of the new Black Panther Party says in Houston. Go out and loot whites. Go out and attack whites. Don't rob in your own neighborhood. So they show simulated crimes the police attacking black folks, lynching. And then they show a black guy teaching a black child how to murder white people. And he's saying, fine, you've been killing us. We're now going to teach our children to kill you. The total breaking of Martin Luther King's idea and the social compact. And it's not like whites are actually doing this statistically. It's black folks saying, we're going to intensify the 10-to-1 violence. Some areas, 40-to-1. So what is YouTube doing? Ladies and gentlemen, I'll put a video out criticizing ISIS. And they'll put a strike on us and ban the video saying it criticizes Islam for quoting what ISIS says about gays and Christians and others, how they're going to kill them. I put out a civil rights video. YouTube will ban it. But they are allowing to trend to number one a rap video that's on Infowars.com where it shows them murdering what looks like a six-year-old white boy. So it is a simulated snuff film lynching of a little white kid because he deserves it. We're going to teach young black kids to kill white people. And this is all done as a stunt to get attention. It's what's advertised, it's what's pushed, it's the total chip on the shoulder culture. Where, why do you have in Miami and Fort Lauderdale and all over the Caribbean, every video, nothing but black people looting with machetes and sledgehammers and everything else? Why? Because they've been told you deserve to do this. This is how you get ahead in life. No, it's how you get put in prison. And it's Hollywood and the system doing it. And then the majority of black people who aren't involved in crime, they end up culturally getting the blame. This is a sick plan. We'll get Stan Deo's take on it coming up. Physicist, researcher, great scientist. But I promise to finish these calls. Jason in Connecticut on the big announcement. This is not me. This is her own autobiography, top Democrat. Sally Quinn, married to the late head of the Washington Post. Ben Bradley. Saying they engaged in black magic and, quote, killed three people. Now, they're obviously completely mentally ill, but Hillary said she used likes voodoo as well. That's in her new book. And the mayor of Seattle resigns after a fifth child comes forward, saying when they were a small child, he raped the hell out of them. Every day, some new mayor or somebody's stepping down for this. I mean, this is an army of evil. Jason, what do you think's going on?
Well, it's definitely generational. I mean, these people are definitely born into it. So let me get into what I was going to say about Michael Bloomberg. So Michael Bloomberg is building his new Bloomberg Place in London, which is actually in the city of London. And it's actually built on an old Mithraeum, which is a temple of Mithras. Now, that temple of Mithras, the cult of Mithras was the most popular cult in ancient Rome. So, and the priests of Mithras would, they would become possessed, and they were inspired to castrate themselves. And after they castrated themselves, they would dress in women's clothes and speak like a woman. They would refer to as women right after that.
You know, you're really showing your historical smarts, Jason. I know that there is a Mithra temple in the old city of London where the Romans had their city. It's the financial head of the world. It's its own private city inside London. I knew that there was a Mithra temple there. I know that Mithra priests basically were trannies, but I did not know that Bloomberg was building on that site.
Yes, right over that site. And they're actually opening it up so you could go and see this after the Bloomberg place is built. I think it might be built right now. But actually, an author, Tracy Twyman, she talked about that a lot. She's on your buddy's show, Freeman Flies. She was on there in July. She would be a good person to get on about that because she really goes into Bloomberg's place and the occult, and all the occult aspects of that. She also talked about the Knights Templar, which is definitely connected with pedophilia. And the rights of these Knights Templar, the initiation rights, were sodomy, et cetera, to give themselves power. And, you know, people or boys as young as 11 were inducted into Knights Templar. So that's why you get all the pedophilia kind of stems from that.
Wow. Well, we're search engineing. What do we search? Bloomberg building on Mithra site? Where did you see this?
You could do, it's on the London Mithraeum, A Future for the Past. Mithraeum, it's MITHRAEUM, A Future for the Past, and it's on actually Bloomberg.com.
I understand. London Mithraeum, A Future for the Past, Bloomberg.com. Or just Mithraeum, Bloomberg.com. Put that into the search engine, and we will pull that up. That is amazing. Listen, I've been around big Hollywood people. I've been around globalists. I've been around it. They're all obsessed with the occult. Some of them are into black magic. Some of them are into New Age, or others have become Christian because of their awareness of it. The London Mithraeum, A Future for the Past. There it is. Bloomberg's new European headquarters in London will be located, this is a year ago they said it, on the UK's most significant archaeological site, a temple dedicated to the Roman god Mithras, a stewardess of the ancient site of artifacts. Bloomberg is creating an innovative museum experience that will change the way we encounter archaeology. This video explores the history of the site, the mysterious cult of Mithraism, and it goes on and provides a sneak peek of the forthcoming exhibition. Wow. Thank you, Jason. That's a powerful caller. Coming up, we're going to have Stan Deo with us. We'll go a little bit in the next hour, so he has plenty of time. I got a little bit behind today. I appreciate Stan Deo, as you can see on TV, waiting for us with all his great insight. Two more callers. We're going to write to Stan Deo and then open the phones up for you to talk to Stan Deo on other subjects. But I know he knows about the occult as well. Justin in Arkansas. That was an amazing caller we just had.
Hey, Alex. I just wanted to talk about Pedogate or Pete the Gate, just the mass pedophilia that goes on in the United States. There's 800,000 missing children a year, and how is this not front page news?
That's right. They also always spin it because the number's as high as a million. They go, oh, well, a lot of them are runaways. But if you index it, you're talking a good 250,000 below the age of five. Now, that's a quarter mil little kids getting grabbed, confirmed. And a lot of those kids above five are getting kidnapped, too.
And I just wanted to tell the listeners, you know, investigate this for yourself. Be careful, but talk to your local officials. Talk to your local cops. They know what's going on. They're not allowed to do anything, but there's groups of us, patriots, regular Americans. We want to find out what's going on. We want to stop it.
Well, I agree. The time's coming where it's not going to be some revolution or something going after the government. Yeah, these pedophiles, people are already going after them is what I'm told. A lot of them are falling down, hitting their heads. A lot of them are going for a swim. I mean, it's already happened. That's why they're so scared.
Terrified, and I've talked to local police off the record in my town in Little Rock, state police, and they tell me, you know, if you talk about this to the wrong person, you could end up face down the river or worse.
But, well, you know, it's the state police that helped expose Bill Clinton in your state. Finally, they were also the ones covering up for him. But yeah, Bill Clinton's involved in all this stuff.
Yeah, the voodoo, 1975, in Bill's book, him and Hillary went to the voodoo ceremony in Haiti. Not to mention all the other scams they run in Haiti.
That's right. They said they had their second honeymoon in a voodoo ritual, and then Obama talked about it, too. That's what I mean. You can't make this up. In fact, I've got a copy of the book here in the office. Which one is that where he admits he likes voodoo?
My Life, Bill Clinton.
Yeah. What page is that? We can search engine. Just Bill Clinton talks about voodoo rituals in My Life. And then Hillary, what do you make of her and her new book talking about voodoo?
I think that the political elite are just throwing it in our faces. They're openly admitting it now. Just everything, they're desensitizing us to all of this. The pedophilia, the devil worship, to voodoo, murder, everything. Yeah.
Well, they're going to start, don't you think the way the world works in history, they're going to start getting desensitized to something else?
Yeah.
Well, there it is, Washington Post. See, when I say there's lots of news articles about this, I mean, I'm not just saying it. There it is. That's why I get so upset. On screen, Washington Post, the time Bill and Hillary went to a voodoo ceremony in Haiti. And now their best buddies are admitting that they were killing people with voodoo. Now, whether that's true or not, these are crazy people, brother.
Yeah, and if anybody wants to kind of take a look and they haven't really researched this any, there's two good documentaries they can watch. Number one, Who Took Johnny? About the story of Johnny Gorsch.
Yes.
Very powerful documentary. And then Conspiracy of Silence. That was filmed in 1994. That was the band.
You know who released Conspiracy of Silence on the internet, right?
Who?
Well, I'm not bragging. I didn't even want the credit. I released it. Yeah, it had been made for Discovery Channel and never aired. We're the ones that put it on the internet.
Well, you are a hero, Alex.
No, I'm not. No, I'm not. I couldn't help it. We put it out. All right, God bless you, Justin. Let me tell you, folks, these people mean business, and they are rising up. Now, Stephen, we're going to get to you, but I got to go to Stan Dale straight ahead, and we'll work in. 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Stan Dale on the hurricanes, on the weather, weapons, and more.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24-7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters, starting at just $99.99, with 100% financing available. Comfortable interiors and state-of-the-art air filtration systems. Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER now or visit atlassurvivalshelters.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It was a beautiful day. Everyone knows there's the positive and the negative in the universe, and the globalists have taught us that the devil doesn't exist. Even if you don't believe in a physical devil, the elites of the world are obsessed with the occult. just if you don't believe in weather modification, it's declassified, they have it, it's going on. We just don't know the specifics because that's classified. And I wanted to get Stan Deo back on because he was on last week during the hurricane or over the weekend. He's just such a smart guy and a scientist and more, and also an expert on earthquakes, has really been accurate predicting and beginning to what happened in Mexico and more. But I know he's also a Christian and gets into the nature of this. And I don't mean these establishment churches that are just basically government-run operations, but you know, a real Christian and people that are aware of the big picture. But there is a force in this universe. But to have the Washington Post go, okay, the Clintons go to voodoo rituals, and then to have Hillary go, I like voodoo, and then to have her friends say, I kill people with black magic in the news, and to have all this, what are they doing, Stan Deo? Because in the last few years, but now in the last few months, it's all coming out as thousands of pedophiles a week get busted all over the Western world. The deputy pope, all these top Democrats, Republicans, what is going on? I know there's a war behind the scenes, but wow, StanDeo.com is the website. What's going on?
Well, I think that evil just making itself known publicly now. It's been happening behind the scenes for years. My dad and I have been investigating the Illuminists, which are the basis of all this, since about 1954. So, what we're seeing now is that they're so sure they have control of the planet that they're letting these things out openly. Some of the people that they're catching, you know, will get some repercussions, but I think the groundwork is being laid for a satanic deception that will be very clever. Like a UFO, a group of people coming to save Earth. And one of the things they will do, I'm pretty sure, is that they will get rid of a lot of these Illuminists that have been satanic worshipers in the public eye anyway. And those of us who are not really on top of this potential deception will say, oh, great, they're going to come in and get rid of all the Illuminists, you know, these pedophile people and all the satanic rituals. They're going to get rid of them. And we will cheer that if we don't know better. But this is part of a deception because Satan will come in posing as a messenger of light and remove all the apparent bad guys to our joy, but yet look beyond that because this is a ploy like a chess move to fool us into accepting a satanic world order under the guise of peace, love, and harmony.
So there's a gambit. The Satanists are a pawn.
Yeah, yeah, oh, definitely. The Russian Revolution, the Communist Revolution, we saw that what happened was there were a lot of people that helped the revolution, against the Tsar and everything. And when the revolution took hold, the first thing the revolutionists did was they killed all the people who were traitors to their own government. And that's what we're seeing now coming to pass shortly, is that the Illuminists who have been traitors to humanity will get their comeuppance and will think, wow, isn't that cool? But there's more beyond that.
And by the way, always, whether it's Hitler's brown shirts or, as you said, the Bolshevik Revolution, always, or even a show like Game of Thrones, I never watch it, but I watched one episode with my son last week, and it was one where the guy lets him into the castle, and then they kill all the traitors that let him in. And they're like, why are you going to kill everybody? And they go, we're not going to leave traitors around for you open the gate up for us. The only guys they let live are the ones that didn't give up.
That's right. That's right. Now, this is where we are right now. And I'm sitting here now, at age 72, looking at what my father taught me back in the early 50s. He was one of the leading patriotic conservatives in this country that tried to wake up America way ahead of time.
I knew that. He wrote a bunch of books, didn't he? Articles. Well, I've seen his name in early literature I read.
Yeah, he was kind of selling the books that others wrote, like J. Evans Haley, A Text Looks at Lyndon. There were a few million copies of that sold across the country. And he tried to tell people that the Johnson administration, which was Democratic at the time, was really bad for us, and to show, the takeover that was occurring in Washington. And, as try as he might, we only saw about 250,000 people wake up to this, at least in our records. And that was mainly John Birch Society, stuff like that. And they painted us all with this extremist conservative brush. But I knew my dad. He was a good man and a Christian, part Jewish. Grandma was Jewish. But, I loved him, and he did a good job trying to wake people up. True patriot.
Well, when we come back, Harold S. Deo Sr., yes. When we come back, let's talk about since we're on this subject, let's get into the Illuminists and their larger issue, not just the weather control. Let's talk about what's at the bottom of Illuminism, because we know they use the Satanists. They're Luciferians. What's the difference between a Luciferian and their foot soldier, the Satanist? Stan Deo's our guest. I'm Alex Jones.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Myco ZX is back in after 5+ months sold out. Talk about next level probiotic. It's the antifungus, anti-yeast, latest technology, 4.8 stars. It's been sold out for months, big waiting list, limited amount because it's so hard to get the compounds and to have it be California standards. Nobody's got something that's good. Save 30% off of Myco ZX and get the gut health support back when you get it with the Biome Defense 50 billion live in each pill probiotic. Myco ZX contains 7 of the world's most powerful organic and well-crafted ingredients designed to attack and melt away the membrane of yeast and fungal organisms. Start fighting back against hidden yeast and fungus with Myco ZX at InfoWarsLife.com before it sells out again. 10% off when you choose auto ship. It's kind of embarrassing to get family and crew members on that, you know, have irritable bowel and Crohn's type stuff that didn't exist years ago. Now it's epidemic. But I'm getting ready to have a bunch of folks go ahead and come on air and tell you what it did for them, because regardless, you can't lose your fun in the operation. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
Out of my way. Here's Stevie Wonder on a telethon that aired on every network there is. It only raised $44 million, where a football player raised $20 million. It shows how discredited mainstream media is, saying we're not going to be political about the hurricane, but it's global warming. Pay your carbon taxes. And he says you'd have to be blind not to see it when he's blind. Very bizarre behavior. Here it is.
We've come together today to love on the people that have been devastated by the hurricanes. When love goes into action, it preferences no color of skin, no ethnicity, no religious beliefs, no sexual preferences, and no political persuasions. It just loves. As we should begin to love and value our planet, and anyone who believes that there is no such thing as global warming must be blind or unintelligent. Lord, please save us all.
So someone who's blind can't research the science and find out it's a fraud. Notice, Stevie, you're using the wrong term. Global warming, so 5 years ago. Now that they know the planet started cooling for a while, they're calling it change. And none of us are climate change deniers. We're man-made climate change deniers. Saying that individuals are responsible is the fraud to pay a global government a tax. We actually know there's a lot of weather modification going on. That's admitted. Bill Gates says they're saving the Earth, but it's secret and won't tell us. We'll get more into that with a weather weapons expert, earthquake expert, author, researcher, Stan Deo, standeo.com. Just amazing information. But before we go any further, let's get back into your dad, back into that riveting info. Then we've got a lot of callers here for you on the occult and everything that's happening in the world. Because you were coming on about weather weapons, but obviously you've written a lot about the Illuminists. And so I said, you know, no problem to the producers. I said, now that we're on this other topic, Stan's an expert on basically a lot of these issues. What is at the bottom of the rabbit hole? Because, look, I grew up Christian, had a personal relationship with Jesus when I was probably 10 years old, believed there was God, had a feeling for God, but also had a feeling when they were having the Star Spangled Banner at a football game. So I was like, maybe this is emotion. But then as I got older, I saw how the elite are all involved in the occult. They hate Christians. They hate real Christians. Spiritual stuff, possession, all this is real. And obviously my relationship with God's gotten much stronger. I've got discernment. I've had experiences I won't get into that are personal. God's absolutely real. Good and evil's real. The devil's real. But from your deep research, what's at the bottom of the rabbit hole?
Well, we know from Scripture that Satan is going to try to, will in fact, take over the planet for a short period of time during the tribulation period of 7 years. This deception is going to be manifest almost immediately. I think we're going to see what's called full disclosure of the UFO situation in our time and in probably the next few months. The world has to get to a point where Satan is, of course, driving it, where we have so many crisis curves that are threatening to life that people will accept a new world order that is not political, not religious, no political party, in other words, that it's off the planet.
A cultural singularity.
Okay, yeah, that's a good way to say it. It needs to be something where no one can complain that it's against their religion or against their political structures or, you know, laws or whatever. It has to be off the world, and that's the
decision. Is it going to be like Top Illuminist said it would be, life extension, like in Childhood's End?
Yes, somewhat like that, but and also like the movie V, where they came to help us, you know, in the movie, and people just rushed to join this new world order that was set up by beings coming, bringing us gifts. It's a Trojan horse, really, and that's what we're about to see.
Well, here's the deal. I never get into all those things. I know you worked in black projects. There's a lot of secret technology, and that's been confirmed, that we're 50 years more advanced than what we're even seeing, but the elites believe that they're communicating with interdimensional entities. That's mainstream news. They believe, like Avatar, that it's entering into them, jacking in, using their bodies, just like we saw in the movie Avatar. That's what voodoo is, that the president, a former president, and his wife admittedly practice, and top Democrats practice, and they use it to kill people, they believe. That's mainstream news today. The Democrats believe they kill people with these spirits, whether that's true or not. This shows what they believe. We should study this, whether they be pygmies or you know, wild savages somewhere, or the Democrat Republican leadership. So, but you read Ezekiel and you read Genesis, it's very clear what they're talking about. The modern preachers try to say, oh, that's metaphors and the rest of it, but it's pretty clear in Ezekiel what's going on.
You know, in Ezekiel, it's an interesting thing about parallel worlds, because Ezekiel's flaming chariot appeared in the clouds, in the heavens, as it came through. It was hot and flaming. And when you hear reports of ghosts, for instance, appearing to people in a room, the room is colder from a lower energy universe. And when Ezekiel saw the chariot coming, it was from a higher energy universe. Even Moses, when he tried to talk to God face to face on the mount, he said, look, can I see your face? See who I'm talking to. And God said, look, Moses, I'd like to do that. I'm paraphrasing, but he says, hide over here in this cleft and I'll put my image up on this cloud so you can see what I look like there. Because if I were to come down right in front of you direct, my energy would destroy your body. And this is telling us that there are parallel worlds, just like our physicists are now explaining to us, where the energy density of the atoms in one level is different to ours, greater, and below us is another one that is lower. There's a strange thing in the book of Revelation of John. Toward the end of it, it talks about the earth and the heavens being destroyed in a great rush of heat and fire. But a new earth and a new heaven will replace it. And I think what is happening is that God's universe is combining with ours, is collapsing ours at the end of that millennial period of 1,000 years. Our universe will be absorbed into his, and a pattern for Earth and the heavens will be recreated there in his.
So there's an interdimensional merger. We know that's what the third dimension is doing, is actually a gateway dimension. I guess the lowest dimension that's high enough to be able to expand into all the other dimensions. It's almost a launch pad.
Yes, and you know, they do tell us in the scriptures that as we get closer to that moment, the veil, the visual veil between our universe and the parallel one, we'll be able to see some of the demons and stuff, you know, with our eyes, which is quite frightening when you think about it.
Well, there's reports of people who aren't even Christians seeing this everywhere. Exorcisms, mass mental illness is exploding, and people are acting like they're classically possessed, like Linda Blair.
Right, right. Look, the world is a mess, as I heard you saying a while ago. There are political, economic, environmental things happening, and it's going to get worse here in the United States to start with and across the planet after that. I do think we're going to see more weather catastrophes, and in particular, I'm watching for earthquakes over in California along the Rose Canyon fault line from Costa Mesa, which is just south of L.A., down to San Diego. There's a report actually published here. Holly's got it on the front page of our site on the left column down about four or five pictures where it says San Diego quake could kill 2,000, inflict $40 billion in property damage. Now, that's just an official thing saying it could, but it's on the Rose Canyon fault, which I've been watching. There are a number of
Well, let me ask you that thing, because you've got the computer models. You've been incredibly accurate predicting earthquakes just from public knowledge using your engineering skills. How many years overdue is California for a megaquake? Because years after you said it, even mainstream news says it's, what, 10, 12, 14 years over?
Well, again, it depends on whose statistics you use, but certainly it is overdue on a number of fronts when we lose averaging of the statistics. But statistics can lie. They can mislead. And so it may not be overdue. It just may be on schedule, and it's above the average. But I would not be comfortable in California myself, all the way up to the Juan de Fuca offshore.
And how does that tie into the huge record Mexican earthquake last week?
Rather interesting, because that earthquake is offshore, and the aftershocks are numerous. We're seeing them reported in the Mexican press and the American USGS. The fact that it's vibrating like a tympanic membrane, like a rubber membrane of sort, is worrying, because that means that the underlying landmass is thin and not locked in. It's interesting that the Soda Creek in Idaho, the Soda Creek earthquake we had a few weeks ago, I was watching it, as were others that study earthquakes, and we saw that there were like thousands, like 1,800 to 2,000 aftershocks. And then when you go back to look at it now, they say at USGS, oh, there was maybe 280 quakes and aftershocks and stuff there. They're playing that down, but it's one of 3 points along a fault line in the Rocky Mountains going down into Southern California that are starting to buckle. And I think that we can call this a sign of impending large earthquakes somewhere along that fault line. The Rose Canyon.
I mean, is it accurate to say the last 20 years we've seen the Great Rift of fault lines, the Pacific Rim, really getting into a more energetic phase?
Oh, absolutely. You know, one of the other things I noticed with this is the number of sinkholes around the planet. When you and I were young, we didn't hear about sinkholes.
I never heard of a sinkhole.
No. And I know this is contrary to established science, so I'm going to say that ahead of time. But I'm one of the people that supports the Earth expansion theory, in that the Earth has expanded at least 25% from its original form. And it may be expanding again, which would explain, as the crust starts to stretch uniformly, that it would weaken the structures that hold the dirt together around leaks and stuff where the water erodes and makes a sinkhole. So the pressure that normally, the hydrostatic pressure that normally keeps the ground together around these areas where the leaks could occur is now released, and we see these sinkholes.
Well, don't things expand as they cool?
Yes and no.
Solids do. Water does when it freezes. I mean, I would think if the Earth is cooling, it would be expanding some.
Well, I think all the planets and stars do expand as they age.
Well, they do expand until they implode. You're right. I mean, the stars.
Yeah, well, stars are a different category because they have physical or fusion reactions going that complicate the issue because they produce back pressure coming back out when they start to collapse. You know, red dwarfs and things of this nature do form, but the energy that does that produces heat and expansion, so it's an oscillating state. I'm working on a paper we're working on for probably about 15 years now about the nature of gravity as a fluid mechanical thing, that all gravitational fields are a result of spinning vortices in the fluid of space, ether space. And because of that, as it's like in a glass of water that you stir with, little pepper particles in it.
Centrifugal.
As you let go. Well, yeah, as it slows down, things start to fall apart, and expand. And
that's what they say, as the universe expands, its expansion is slowing.
Yeah. Yeah, there are two schools of thought on that, but yeah, I think it is slowing down. They found, surprisingly, that there is some kind of missing material that they hadn't planned on in their model of the universe. It's dark energy and dark matter.
Now, what is dark matter? Because now even top scientists say there's an outside force controlling the universe. Now they believe in God. But that's all over the news.
Interesting, isn't it? To come to that conclusion this close to when things are about to change. I think we're months away from a major revelation by God on this planet. One last outpouring of knowledge to get people to understand what it's about and to accept salvation through Jesus. And if they don't, well, that's on them. But every effort is being made, I'm sure, by God to alert people to the true nature of his creation and where it's headed. I learned a lot of these things when I was out of my body in 1969 near death. Because I was very curious and asked, how does the universe work and how does gravity work and all that kind of stuff. And I was shown these things. But the whole nature of what we know in our universe is something solved by what's called fluid mechanics or hydrodynamical equations. And for that, you need to have a fluid, a fine structure, which is the dark matter and dark energy. And we've known this since the time of James Clerk Maxwell. There's a fluid space out there whose atoms are so tiny that they're like, atoms are compared to our sun now, but comparing those atoms to our atoms, millions of times smaller. And that's the fluid in which vortices were formed by the word. It says, God spoke the word and everything came into existence. It's like going into a smoke-filled bar and going, and blowing or speaking a heavy word out there that creates little curls all through the smoke. And these curls become galaxies, and subcurls become star systems, and subcurls become planets, etc.
Just all straight out of the will of God.
Yes, yes.
And then says God breathed life into Adam too.
Yeah, that's another story. Sometime we'll have to talk about. I did find the Garden of Eden where that happened in Tanzania at the Ngorongoro crater, even the local legends there by the natives in Tanzania say that God came down to the Ngorongoro crater and breathed life into the clay and made man. Of course, which he put outside the garden after that. But then God ascended back up into the heavens to where he dwells. But the Garden of Eden is real. You can visit it today.
Wow, I know you've done some amazing stuff. We got to get you back on about that. Let's talk to Steve in Florida. Remember, folks, we're not supposed to speculate about all this, but the elite all think they're worshiping the devil. So it's just whether it's anthropology or whether it's real, this is psychology. Steve in Florida, thanks for holding. You're on the air about just all this occult news breaking with the Clintons admitting they practice voodoo.
Yeah, hey, good afternoon, Alex. First of all, I wanted to say that I've been doing a lot of studying on Satan and the occult and going back through history, and here's the bottom line. I know you keep saying about an information war and a war on humanity. If you study things out biblically, there is a and your guest just mentioned a parallel reality, okay? The Bible puts it this way. There is this temporal earthly realm that we live in based on our senses, but there is an eternal realm that's unseen. And God's heaven, where his throne is, that's where it is. That's where the angels are, holy and fallen. And there's a war that's been going on far longer than before God formed Adam and Eve and put them in the garden. And that was when Lucifer said, I will be like the Most High. And he's such a coward. This is how his followers are. He said it in his heart. He tried to hide it from God. So he lost his place. God changed his name to Satan, the adversary, and the devil, the accuser. He hates those names. That's why his followers prefer to use the term Lucifer, because like Madame Helena Blavatsky said with the Theosophic Society, our benevolent father is Lucifer. The Satan of the Bible is Jehovah. Now, that's about as low of a shot.
And let's expand on this. The globalists say they want to build an alternate reality to take us out of this bad artificial one. This is all over the news. Now they say it is fake. They're building a new reality we're supposed to run to with them. That sounds like a repeat of what the Bible said happened with the devil, Stan.
Yes, sorry. Is that a...
Yeah, we're going to break, but that's, I mean, that sounds like it, doesn't it?
Yep, okay, it does. The Great White Brotherhood, if you research that, you'll see that they pose, that their god is Lucifer, posing as a messenger of light. I've debated them many times in the past.
Well, we'll stay right there. We're going to come back. Thank you, Stephen. Stan Deo, stay there. We'll be back. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Stan Deo is our guest. looking at government seismographs and reports as an engineer and predicting things are going to happen with earthquakes. But we were getting into the occult because it's just suddenly Hillary saying, I like voodoo, and then they find other articles in the Washington Post where they're conducting voodoo rituals in Haiti, and there's all these missing kids we know are part of voodoo, and I can't get into all. It takes hours to cover. You all know about it. And then you've got top Democrats putting out memoirs saying we're involved in the occult and we kill people. I mean, that's Breitbart. Top Democrats say they kill people in rituals. And it's just like, what are they? I've got articles here. Swedish police say they're going to allow the Muslims to rape now because it's their culture. Here's the article right here. Swedish police cannot cope with huge numbers of rapes since migrants arrived. They go on to say they're not doing anything. And it's just a coming out of evil. Jack Posobiec is going to be hosting the fourth hour today. I'll do about 5 minutes or a little bit more into the next hour. Stan Deo's here. Folks want to talk about the occult with Stan Deo, and he's a bigger expert on that, as you're noticing, than even on weather weapons, but it's all interconnected. We're going to have him back again soon. So I always have Stan on like once a year, and then a year goes by, and I just love having him on. I'm going to have him on a lot more often than that every few months, if he'll do it. Let's talk to Nate in California on the occult. Since that's all over the news, go ahead. You're on the air.
Yeah, hey, can you hear me?
Your phone's a little distorted, kind of repeating and a little garbled, but go ahead. Got to let you go, because once we hit delay once, it hangs up on the person, because can't have any profanity, sorry. We're going to go to Forrest in Texas. Forrest, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hello?
Yes, Forrest, welcome.
Yes, sir. I want to talk about the illegal immigrants that are in Houston, and, like, they use them for I can't explain it, but I'm getting really upset because you see a lot of underage illegal immigrants in Houston being sold into sex slavery, and I'm wondering if they're – I mean, I know that – I can't say I know. That's too powerful. But I feel that the cops are covering this up, and I
– Well, I'll tell you this. The police are told, leave the illegals alone – whether it's families or whether it's drunk driving or whatever, because then it, quote, scares them to be in the community. And it's a fact that Houston's the headquarters of like underage, you know, 11 to 15, 16-year-old Hispanic girls being trafficked all over the country and then out of the country as well. So that's all over the news, sir, that Houston absolutely feeds on young Hispanic girls. Standea?
That it's in the news about them trafficking. I mean, that's just part of the whole kind of evil, you know, pedophile stuff coming to the surface. I mean, our world is, especially in the United States, has just gone totally corrupt. I didn't think I'd ever live to see this in my lifetime, really, but and it's happening so rapidly, it just astonishes us.
Oh, I mean, I see numbers like 100,000 plus exploited women and children every year out of Houston. I mean, the numbers are I live in Texas. It's all over the news. It is industrial scale. Forrest, what are you seeing that you're talking about?
Well, this is I guess this is a 1 cent comment. This is a comment from my friend, and he's saying to me, like, they use Bitcoin and other circuit coins like that, like the actual way that they get it, and they use Backpage and Craigslist, and they have these like little code words. And I'm talking like this is a multi-billion-dollar industry, and you can't transfer that much money without having red flags going off into the cartel.
Absolutely, and I'll tell you what's going on. Arrested men who are usually molested themselves can't deal with a real woman, and they're intimidated by a woman. Whereas a man likes a really powerful woman. They want children because they feel powerful around them, and it's satanic, and they want their energy. We got 30 seconds to break. I see Stan wanting to say something. Fade down music a little bit. Stan, you want to comment?
Look, it'll take longer than that. So I was just going to address the fact that these sexual things are like slaves, and Babylon, spoken of in the Bible as the modern Babylon, will be filled with slaves. And I think America is probably qualifying for.
That's right. Stay there, Stan.
Thank
powerful.
You for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
After being sold out for months, our